Going into his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, Donald Trump already had a commitment from Ukraine to a 30-day ceasefire on land, sea and air. That he asked President Putin to respond in kind is not clear, but what he got fell far short of a full ceasefire. Putin agreed only to halt attacks on energy infrastructure. According to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, about 80% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been destroyed already by Russian bombs. Arriving in Finland, President Zelensky gave his reaction to the Putin offer.
We support all steps aimed at the end of the war. We will support them. But in order to support them, we need to understand what exactly we support. It is not the type of game where Putin is the only one to impose his rules. I think military aid will continue. We have aid from both the United States and our European colleagues. We are constantly in touch with them. I am certain there will be no betrayal from the partner side and that the flow of military aid will continue.
On Truth Social, President Trump added that work will continue towards a complete ceasefire and ultimately an end to this very horrible war. Further US talks are now due to continue on Sunday in Saudi Arabia, the US said. A few hours after the Kremlin-US talks, Moscow launched more than 40 drones on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure. So how significant was yesterday's lengthy conversation between Putin and Trump? The Telegraph's senior foreign affairs editor, Roland Oliphant, has been telling me about the shape of what emerged.
Well, according to the Russians, it's a 30-day ceasefire on attacks on energy infrastructure, which essentially one would presume would mean the Russians stop hitting Ukrainian power stations, substations, all of that kind of thing. And presumably it means the Ukrainians stop blowing up Russian oil refineries, which they've been doing a lot of recently. But the Americans put out a slightly different readout, which said infrastructure and energy, which suggests a much broader ceasefire. So a little bit of confusion, but presumably, you know, energy objects should be off the table.
But does this fall far short of what Donald Trump might have hoped for? And is there any sign at all of a climb down by Vladimir Putin in any of the demands he's had, including the in relation to the four regions like Donetsk and Luhansk, the surrender in Kursk, no NATO membership for Ukraine and so on?
So the short answer to your two questions is first, yes and no. So Donald Trump wanted a 30-day ceasefire, a full ceasefire. Everybody stops shooting, the lines freeze for 30 days, bang, it's done. Now we can get to the table and work out how to keep, you know, how to turn that into a permanent peace settlement. The Russians have quite clearly said no to that. I think the reason they've said no to that is because they wanted, and they signaled this many, many times throughout yesterday, and they put it in their readout of this call as well. They wanted a complete suspension of foreign military aid to Ukraine during those 30 days and assurances that Ukraine would not mobilize, would not reinforce its troops at the front in those 30 days. So it looks like the Americans didn't bow to that. The Americans did not, you know, say, OK, we're going to cut off everything. And therefore, you've ended up with this slight fudge, which does not stop the war in any way. In fact, we have reports of a Russian strike in Slavyansk, in Donetsk region, which left that town without power overnight. And we've also got reports of a Ukrainian drone strike on a Russian oil refinery overnight. So I'm not sure that even this ceasefire is going to hold. But essentially, this means more talking, but no ceasefire yet.
What about President Zelensky's reaction? He did say last night Russia is not ready to end the war in Ukraine and is not ready for a ceasefire. And yet he has to be seen to be cooperating with the United States in pushing this ceasefire forward.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, he was put under horrendous pressure, and you know, you'd all have seen the big row in the Oval Office a week or so ago. And eventually he had to come to the table and say, yes, we will agree to a full 30-day ceasefire as long as the Russians do. The Russians have clearly said no. I mean, Volodymyr Zelensky has a point here. The Russians have clearly said no. And they've also said, if you read the readout from the Kremlin yesterday, They talk about, yes, but we like that idea, but look, there's a lot of things to hammer out. This is difficult. This is there are questions of how to make it permanent and all of that. Well, the Ukrainians have been making all of those points to Donald Trump beforehand. Donald Trump said, no, you haven't got the cards. Just sign up to this. So they did. Now the Russians are using those same reasons to not stop fighting, essentially. And I think that basically means the Russians want to drag this on as long as possible. What it looks like to me is that they've given an excuse to keep Donald Trump talking without committing to ending the war, because they want to keep fighting for now.
And in relation to keeping Donald Trump talking, the next step appears to be moving back to Jeddah for further talks over the weekend. Do we know anything about those talks now? Who'll be there? Who'll participate?
Yeah, so it's Jeddah is the place where the first kind of round of American-Russian talks took place. This is meant to be talks to hammer out these details that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin apparently agreed to look at as a way of getting to a full ceasefire. Part of that is about another ceasefire in the Black Sea, so a maritime ceasefire. Don't know how close they'll get to that. And also questions of, the Russians have asked questions about who is going to monitor this ceasefire. How can we have guarantees that it won't break down? All these little technical details. Who's going to be there? We'll see kind of high-flying Russian diplomats. We'll probably see this interesting Russian chap called Kirill Dmitriev, who is actually not a diplomat. He's head of the Direct Investment Fund. He's a banker, basically. He's also meant to be meeting Elon Musk at some point in the near future. So interesting characters will be on the ground in Jeddah. Whether they actually make any progress is another question, because, of course, they will have to report back to their principals. And it's Vladimir Putin, really, who won't be there, I don't think, who will make the final decision about whether or not he wants to stop fighting.
Will President Zelensky be there or his people?
This is not going to be presidential talks. So I don't think Mr. Zelensky or Mr. Putin or Mr. Trump will be there. We have noticed that this is a discussion between the Americans and the Russians at this stage. You might have a Ukrainian delegation sent there. It's unlikely, from what we've seen so far, that they're going to be allowed in the room.
And that's The Telegraph's Roland Oliphant speaking to me a little earlier on.